Welcome to America Weekend, where occasionally we try to blind you with science. I am Paul Harris. Last weekend, I told you a little bit about a girl by the name of Kiera Wilmot, who is a student at Bartow High School in Florida, who got in trouble for conducting a science experiment. When I say trouble, I mean she ended up getting expelled from the school and charged with two felonies. Prosecutors later dropped those felony charges against her, but Kiera is now in an alternative school, as they call it, and she has written about her experience on a blog for the ACLU, in which she explains that her science teacher wanted them all, everybody in the class, to pick a project, but it was not allowed to be the baking soda and vinegar volcano because the teacher said that's fifth grade stuff and we're in high school now. And she's a kid who loves chemistry. She loves putting things together. So somebody suggested to her the aluminum foil and toilet bowl cleaner volcano. You put them together in a water and they fizz and pop out. And so she did this before school one day on the school grounds, and it popped and didn't explode, but you know, stuff got all over the place. Nobody was hurt. Nobody was hurt. But she was dragged to the principal's office and disciplined and eventually arrested and thrown out of school. She wrote on her blog for the ACLU, "I was very relieved when they were dropping the charges. It means I can actually do something with my life. I was afraid this would be on my criminal record. I want to go to college. I want to get a degree in technology, design, and engineering. I want a career building robots that can do tasks like surgeries or driving cars. But right now, I'm at Bill Duncan Opportunity Center, which is for students who were kicked out of school. People are teasing me, calling me a terrorist. This school is actually quite easy. I'm not getting the challenge that I used to have. I don't have homework. There's no German class. There's no orchestra. I probably couldn't even bring my cello here because I was told the students would steal it." In other words, you've got a kid who was never in trouble, who loves science, who did an experiment, and for that, she has to not get the education she deserves. Well, my next guest kind of swooped in to help her out. His name is Homer Hickam, a former NASA engineer and author whose book called Rocket Boys was turned into a wonderful movie with Jake Gyllenhaal called October Sky. I've talked to Homer several times through the years, and when I heard he was involved in the story, I invited him onto the show, and here he is. Hi, Homer. How are you?
Hey, Paul. I'm fine. So, how are you?
I'm doing great, and I'm glad to hear that Kiera is not facing charges, but sorry that she has to be in this, quote, alternative high school. But let's talk about your role in this. What did you do for Kiera?
Well, this all happened about a month ago, and as soon as I heard about it, it immediately rang a bell with me because when I was in high school, and part of the Rocket Boys, we were accused by the police of starting a forest fire with our rockets, which we didn't do. This all happened on one day where our teacher took up for us. Ultimately, our principal realized that the police didn't know what they were talking about. And it actually ended up with us getting calculus classes because the principal kind of felt sorry for us that we were being accused of something. In Kiera's case, with all these zero tolerance rules that kind of bind the hands of the school administrators these days, they claim that they had no choice but to drag her into the office, ultimately call the police, put her in handcuffs, and take her off to a jail cell. I mean, it's just incredible. And when I heard about that, I said, you know, I got to fix this. I got to do something about this. And fortunately, I'm in a position to do that. So I immediately had my publicist go to Kiera's lawyer and touch base with them and see if she would be interested in going to the United States Space Academy this summer. She was. Her mom was enthusiastic about the idea. And then I found out that she had a twin sister, Kayla. So I went out for a crowdsourcing campaign and raised enough money for Kayla to go as well. So they're coming in July, and Mom is coming too.
Oh, wow.
All expenses paid.
That is great. Now, when you say that this reminded you of yourself when you were a boy and one of the Rocket Boys, these are the kind of kids we want to encourage because they're the ones, well, in your case, you grew up to be a NASA engineer. Maybe Kiera will follow in your footsteps. Why would we want to quash a kid who's so interested in science that she's doing these experiments?
Well, it's because, I mean, we've allowed ourselves to be terrorized, frankly, and we're so afraid that something awful is going to happen that we essentially have just covered ourselves up with rules and regulations that don't allow any flexibility. Every student is different. Every situation is different. We have to give our school administrators enough flexibility to be able to make those distinctions. And right now, in a lot of schools, we just don't have that. The principal claimed that he was very much he very much understood that Kira was a model student, and he wished that he didn't have to do this. But the rules and regulations required that he call the police. And the police, of course, overreact. Everybody overreacts these days. So, the one thing that I hope may come out of this is that at least we might go back and rethink these zero tolerance rules that we have in place right now, because the terrorists among us win if we allow ourselves and our children to go through life being terrified of things that might happen and not allow, a little experimentation as we go along.
Yeah. You know, earlier in the show, we had a horrible story reported by the Associated Press of this kid near Portland, Oregon, who's been arrested. He had Molotov cocktails and pipe bombs and all sorts of really destructive stuff. Kiara had toilet bowl cleaner and aluminum foil. Why are they in the same category? It makes no sense to me.
Well, they're not, and that's where I say you got to have some flexibility in it. Columbine High School, of course, horrible, and good that we remember it. And unfortunately, that there may be disturbed students out there who might do something like that. But I'm happy to say that Columbine High School instituted Rocket Boys, my memoir, into their curriculum. For that very reason, that in fact, Rocket Boys tells a story of some kids who are different, but who ultimately came to be celebrated. And one of the real problems in these schools is bullying, one way or the other. And the so-called nerds do tend to get bullied.
Yep.
And Rocket Boys tells a story, a true story, where, in fact, the nerds won the love and affection of all the rest of the students simply because they persevered in the face of adversity.
Speaking of your books, let's talk about your new one, which is just being published this month. It's called Crater, and I understand it includes a trip to the moon?
Well, this one's actually named Crescent. Crater was...
Oh, I'm sorry. Crescent, I apologize. I'm looking at the wrong page here.
No problem. Crescent is actually the second in the series of novels that started with Crater.
There we go.
It's set on the moon. It's a young adult science fiction novel. It's set on the moon 120 years in the future. Crescent is, and you know, coincidentally, this is was interesting how Kira kind of fits in with this. Crescent is a young woman who is very different, who is ostracized by the community in the moon where she lives, and has to learn to persevere and to fight back. So Crater and now Crescent is making it into a lot of the young adult novels that are being studied in the schools, and I'm really happy about that. And, you know, they're adventures, they're fun novels, but they also tell a good story.
I read in the publicity that that Crescent is a gene-tweaked mercenary programmed to fight to the death. I love that phrase, Homer.
Well, I told you that she was different. Of course, I didn't mention that she was a trained killer, and that people might want to steer away from her. But Crescent is captured by Crater. Crater is the young man who was the hero in the first novel, and he's brought to this community, this mining community on the moon called Moontown, and Crescent has to learn how to fit in. And that's a very difficult proposition. So I really had a lot of fun writing it, and folks can read it, and they'll get a good adventure on the moon. But maybe kids, especially reading it, will say, you know what? I got to think about that fellow that I don't like just because, you know, he or she may be different, and try to be their friend.
Well, there you go. You got Crater, the first book, and you got Crescent, the second book. By the way, those are not the only two books he's written. Even Rocket Boys. There are plenty of other books by Homer Hickam, and they're all wonderful, and they all have this wonderful basis in science, which is such an important thing. And by the way, in the case of Kiara, a young girl who is interested in science and wants to thrive in that field, I think we may have a role model in her. I hope she has a great summer at the Space Academy. And it's always a pleasure talking to you, Homer. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Paul.
That is NASA engineer Homer Hickam. Pick up those books. They're great reads. And like I said, good luck to Kiara and her twin sister at the Space Academy this summer. I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend. America.